And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. San Francisco District Judge Susan Von Ilston issued a temporary restraining order earlier this week preventing the administration from laying off federal employees during the government shutdown. The Clinton-appointed judge lectured that, quote, you can't do this in a nation of laws, which is pretty rich if you ask me, because the administration is following federal procedure by leaving operations to the Office of Management and Budget as prescribed by law. Speaking of creative legal interpretations, Los Angeles County just declared a state of emergency, but not over crime, homelessness, or their crumbling infrastructure. No, it was to help illegal aliens hide from ICE. The 4-1 vote by county supervisors gives them emergency powers to provide rent relief and financial assistance to people who are scared to go to work because immigration enforcement is actually doing its job. The Supreme Court recently heard arguments that may finally overturn the racial gerrymandering required by the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson defended the law by comparing Black Americans to disabled people needing wheelchair ramps, arguing, quote, they don't have equal access to the voting system. This is basically soft bigotry of low expectations on full display. The same thinking that says requiring voter ID is racist because Black Americans are supposedly too poor to visit the DMV. Well, religious freedom is under sustained attack across the globe. In Turkey, they've expelled over 200 foreign Christians and their families since 2020, branding them as national security threats. Many have lived in Turkey for decades, but between December last year and January alone, at least 35 new bans were issued. The Alliance Defending Freedom is supporting over 30 legal cases challenging the expulsions, including American citizens who lived legally in Turkey for over 30 years before being banned without evidence of any wrongdoing. The culture of death continues its grim march. Canada has now euthanized approximately 90,000 people since legalizing the practice in 2016, which is around 16,500 deaths in 2024 alone, which represents 5% of all deaths in the country. That's a 7.5% increase from the previous year. In Milwaukee, an abortion facility is holding a public contest to name their new vacuum aspirator. Care for All Community Clinic announced the contest on Instagram, asking for $10 donations with submissions and promising donors could tell everyone you named an abortion machine. And the culture of death doesn't take days off, does it? And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do right now at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. Also, rate and review Fortis News while you're there. That helps the algorithm or something. Also, makes me feel special. Just say nice things about me, please. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.